Bam!
Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, America.
Buenos dias, America.
Yes, good morning, good morning, good morning. And we pray that you guys are really up and ready for everything that God has for you today. So we just want to encourage you. Good morning, my sisters in Jesus. I love you all, and we love you too, Sister Ada.
Yes.
Girl, you don't be playing around on the post, girl. You don't be playing around. You be like Muhammad Ali, or we're going to say Layla Ali. You come out the box every morning, just boxing the devil.
Yes.
And trying to make it, not even trying, but making an announcement, blowing a trumpet.
Yes.
Especially to the women of God. Come on. She's like, come on, women. Get it together.
Yes.
You know, we don't have to settle for the dumb stuff. Settle for the real stuff, which is Jesus Christ is the real thing. Isn't
it?
Yes. Lord. Reminds me, you have a shirt that says that.
Yes.
Yes.
And you know what? I like that post that you did about, it's not about the critics.
Come on.
It's about the creators.
Come on. Come on. So if you have critics, you don't always have them. It's public service announcement from the Mornings at the Mansion Show. You don't always have critics.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, it ain't about the critics. It's really all about the creator. And when you get with the creator, the one that created you, they have the best plan for your life. Just roll with him. And I'm telling you, life will never be the same in Jesus' name.
So Lord, I need a shirt, please.
Oh, yeah. But God is so good. Let me put mine on so I can help myself see. This is the day that the Lord has made,
and we're going to rejoice and be glad.
Yes. And you all love that anthem because here's the thing. Rejoicing is a choice. Everything that we do, we choose to do it, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. So we choose to rejoice today, right?
Yes.
And what? Be glad in it.
No matter what.
No matter what. No
because
matter what.
We know who we are. We know who's in charge. And we know who wins at the end.
Come on now. Didn't y'all read the book? In the end, we win.
Yes.
So we're not running to victory. We're running
from
victory.
Yes. He takes us from glory to glory.
Bam.
And it's all from his glory.
Yes. Yes, it is. So we're just so excited about what God is excited about.
Yes.
And he's excited about each and every one of you.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Today you're on this side of the earth so that you are can be blessed to be a blessing.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. So think about it today. Pray about it today and consult with the Creator and get with him and ask him what your plan is. And of course, his plan is it's all about soul winning.
Yeah.
Each one, reach one. You know, and whenever God puts those on your heart, you know, pursue that. I mean, run after it because, you know, all we have is today, America.
Yes.
You know, yesterday is gone. There's nothing we can do about yesterday.
Yes.
We have today and tomorrow, although, you know, we were taught it's not promised, but it really is. It just may not be on this side.
Yes.
Come on now.
It says, do not worry about tomorrow.
It has
no worry about yesterday or tomorrow. Just worship him and seek him.
Just being today, y'all. Just being today.
Yes.
And like Sister Amy said, just rejoice and be glad in it. Great day is today. Come on now. It's just so incredible. And I thank God for you, twin sister Laura Kelly, daughter of the Most High God
on fire for Jesus.
Yes.
Let me tell you. I made an appointment for Luke for the doctor because he has this little bright thing behind his ears and he's going to go get checked. And the lady called me for the appointment. And when I called her back, she goes, yes, I called you. And I didn't leave a message. She goes, your voicemail threw me off. And I said, what do you mean it threw you off? And then she goes, I'm not used to hearing what I heard. And well, you call my voice and you hear my voice. And I said, hello, this is Laura Kelly.
Hola.
Hola, hola. And I said, I'm fired from Jesus. And if I'm not here, leave a message. And then I said, well, aren't you daughter of the Most High God?
Tell her, girl, did you tell her? Did you make the public service announcement?
Well, I never looked at it that way. And I said, well, we are. You got to know who you are. And, you know, I got to minister to her.
That's so beautiful.
But she said it threw her off because she's not used to hearing that. Well, guess what? She's going to hear more of that she's around me. You know, and even people at the store the other day, this gentleman opened the door for me. And I said, God bless you. And he goes, oh, my goodness, thank you. Because nowadays it's very rare you hear somebody, you know, blessing you or you know, just giving God glory. And I'm like, oh, well, I do.
Isn't that beautiful?
So what are we doing?
Come on now. Come on now. Sister Ada says, I have exciting news to tell you all soon.
Ooh!
Well, we're going to go ahead and celebrate. for you right now, whatever it is, you know it's good because God is good.
Because
you know,
your latter days will be greater than your former.
Yes.
Yes.
Sister Paloma, we love you too, girl. Yes. We're excited for you. We cannot wait for that great day for Miss Paloma to be the missus. She said, if you can't find the kind of person, be the person. That's right.
Be the change.
Good morning, Pastor Rick. How are you doing, mighty man of God? I'm so excited about this prophetic worship. See, I got it right here, brother, the prophetic worship.
Did you see how many people share? The tag of worship prophetic night. I saw like 5 or 6 people already. They're ready.
Yeah.
They're ready.
So excited. That's good morning. Let's die for Jesus today, y'all.
You're a blessing.
Yes.
And this past Sunday, first through Sunday.
Oh my gosh.
Pastor Rick Pope and Brianna, y'all brought in the presence of the Lord and the worship and the wow, it was just amazing.
Yes. And we thank God for our worship team because listen, it's so important we understand what it's all about.
Yes,
I mean, it's all about,
yes.
You know, a cultivating atmosphere. Good morning to the GGs
in
the house.
And Leo's here.
Yes, good morning, brother Leo.
Leo, all right. And they always bring us our gifts.
DJ.
Yes, thank you. Brother, we need water.
Yes. So Pastor Rick, I'm so excited about this prophetic night of worship, which will be June 30th, the last Friday mostly every month, but you know, it wasn't the last couple of months, but it is. We're back. Like they say, we're back. I'm so excited about it, and it is at here at the 2700 block of West Park Road, Mansfield Park Road, but at the House of Glory.
Yes.
We're so excited, and it is at 6:45.
Yes.
It's about 9-ish. Well, it's really to what Jesus says today.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So,
come join us. Be part of it.
Yeah, and if you see the post on our post, share the post to invite your friends to come and be a part of this prophetic time.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, the atmosphere is conducive to change, healing. Everything you need is in the house.
Yes.
You know?
And I always say, La Familia keeps growing. And just to see more warriors and women of God, men of God come together and glorify God, it's just like, woo!
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. I love it. God is so good.
I keep doing that song in my head, Martha Minuti, make this phrase glorious.
Yes.
We can make it glorious, y'all.
Yes.
I'm so excited about it. Sister Ada says, well, let's go back to Paloma. Says she had wedding invitations. Okay, girl, come on now. We want one. And Sister Ada says, amen. And we do what Jesus says and we follow his lead. That's it.
Amen.
That's it. It's so true. Because when I'm thinking of this other song. I have decided to follow Jesus.
Yeah. I have decided to follow Jesus.
Yes.
No turning back.
Boy, listen here. Once you, and I love this scripture, it says, taste and see that the Lord is good. Yes.
Estamos hablando que la palabra es buena, la palabra de Dios. Y esta mañana le damos gracias a toda la familia alrededor del mundo, Reynosa, Colaredo y todo alrededor. Bendiciones para cada uno de ustedes y Dios está aquí con nosotros y siempre aquí leyendo la palabra de Dios. Soy estudiante, estoy aprendiendo y les voy a dar los versículos y cuando se los dé, también ustedes los estudian, ¿ok? Porque aquí estamos aprendiendo, yo estoy aprendiendo y le doy gracias a Dios por la oportunidad y que Dios bendiga a cada uno de ustedes. Y acuérdense en que hay esperanza en la palabra de Dios. Gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios.
El papá Patricio is here.
Good morning, papá. Good morning, Bishop Robert Williams, son of the Most High God.
Good morning,
Maria. How are you doing today, Brother Robert? So excited that you're hanging out with us today, and you're blessed to be a blessing, and we're just so honored to just watch all the great things that God is doing in the life of his people.
Yes, the healing, the restoration, the Gloria up from Marine. Oh, my gosh, and many others.
I'm excited. I don't know, Mama Dalisa, if you've seen it or not, but I saw Sister Gloria's testimony at Marine Park.
Yes.
Sister Gloria is the lady that the Lord had set her free.
Yes.
And she went through a lot of things and just to see, and then seeing her coming to the house of God and worshiping.
And she's working now, walking
down
the street, and she got offered a job that she'd been looking without applying for it.
Yeah.
And God gave her favor.
Isn't that beautiful? And Laura was telling me yesterday, she's so excited because we're going to be at a I don't, what is it, Lord?
It's a coffee shop event.
Yeah, so we're going to be vendors there. We have all these sold out. So if you guys
this
want
Saturday,
sold out shirts
from 11 to
I'm
4.
I'm telling you. Because, listen, if the homeless people can wear them and get jobs and buy them,
yes.
Well, come on, y'all.
Yes.
Really, and it's not
what's
for us.
What's going on?
Come on now. So she was telling my twin that she couldn't wait to come to the event so she could buy a shirt.
She got her check and she's getting
isn't that beautiful? Mm-hmm. That's just beautiful.
She said, I know you already blessed me with one, but I'm getting another one.
Yeah.
And I'm working now, so I'm going to buy it. I'm like, I love it.
Yeah. And they're so proud to be sold out, you know, to have gotten to the place they've arrived. And they're so excited, and they represent.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just so honored to see that because, see, for me, that's, I just don't know what's going on in my whole soul because that's what God promised. If you do this, this is what I will do, and you will see the fruit. That's why we're talking about these fruits today. But mainly we're going to emphasize on the roots because it's the roots that leads to bountiful fruit.
Yes.
I hope y'all are ready. Get your seatbelt on, buckle down, and get you some good food. This is good, nourishing food, but it's really meat. There ain't no more milk here now. This is meat. So if you ain't got no teeth, go get you some so you can chew on this word today. Okay? And hear what God is saying. And when you digest it, you'll see the nourishment and the flourishment in your life.
Mm-hmm.
And then others will see it. And then they will glorify the Father, which is in heaven, because they know if it had not been for the Lord, because we was a hot mess before Jesus.
Amen.
All of us were. Don't be acting like you had it all together and still ain't got it together.
Still
every day we got to seek him and find him and knock and all of that.
Yeah.
Because if not, I'd be wanting to knock people out. But I don't, but I still be wanting to, right?
Yeah. Estamos hablando que esa, la palabra de Dios esa que vamos a leer es carne. Dice que ya es tiempo de que nos salgamos de la leche y que es carne, es tan poderosa la palabra y dice que Dios nos da fuerza y nos cambia la manera de ser. Y porque si no leemos la palabra y no aprendemos a crecer en la carne, entonces ella dice que le va a dar golpes a personas porque a veces las personas hacen cosas que pues uno sabe que tienes que estar en la palabra para amar a las personas, ¿no? Gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios.
Y vamos a ahorita hablar del fruto de la palabra de Dios.
Fruits of the Spirit, guys, it's so important. But there's no way you could have the fruit without the root.
No puedes tener la fruta sin la ¿cómo se dice? La raíz de la fruta de la palabra de Dios en el árbol.
And you know, I'm so grateful for the Lord because we want to just like really make everyone aware of what God is doing in this season.
Mm-hmm.
And he says to make room for the nations.
Mm-hmm.
So even on our radio, TV, in the house, and wherever we're at, we have to make room. So when Laura began to read in the Espanol, this was the beginning of cultivating roots for people in other country like Mexico and all that, because these people are hungry.
Mm-hmm.
They're not, you know, so many people are focused on them coming across the border, but these people want to be set free, not just Mexico, but they're coming from all over.
Yeah.
People are hungry to just have liberty, the things that we take
for granted.
And
complain about it.
Yeah, you know, I just want to emphasize on why we're doing what we're doing and to be patient with us and pray for us because we're still trying to find our rhythm in it.
Right.
I know I am.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
You know, in the flow of the dual, because God's saying, I've equipped you to do this for such a time as this, because it's all about reaching the nations and winning souls.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to do it his way.
Mm-hmm.
And we know some people probably don't understand it, but we're not here for what people understand. We were here for God to understand. But when you stay in the spirit, you will understand.
Mm-hmm.
And you will support it. And you will, you know, pretty much just be, like that. Right there, Paloma. That part right there. Okay?
Yeah.
So just pray for us as we continue to journey in a journey of obedience as we're
persistent and diligent. And
because sometimes the scriptures be long, and Laura mostly have to read them. So because we have people in Reynosa and all over Mexico and other people that speak the language that are watching us all over the world, and we have to make sure they're hearing what God is saying and confirming.
Papa's son and somebody else in the family, they say that they watch it and they hear it and they don't understand everything. But what they do understand, you know, they love it. So escuchando y estamos aprendiendo y Dios nos bendiga a todos. So I try my best to read it. And yes, I'm not always come out right, but it's going to get better. I know that I know I'm not going to quit.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep reading it until I get it and I'm teachable.
Yeah.
Pastor Marlo,
absolutely.
Learning, growing, and knowing,
absolutely.
And no one can take that away because it's not for my glory, it's for the glory of Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
Para tocar a la gente alrededor del mundo, alrededor de las naciones. Soy estudiante y voy a seguir leyéndolo para que aprenda. Because practice makes perfect.
Yeah, and it does. And I even sit at the feet of great teachers. My teacher's here today hanging out with me.
Yeah.
And I make sure if I'm not on a date, they excuse me if I'm on a date. I want America to know this, okay? I am at Bible study. Speaking of that, we will have Bible study being here back at the House of Glory with such dynamic teaching from Papa Jack. Great man, Scott Galactic. He don't like me to say that, but it's the truth. Such a scholar, a mighty man of God who brings it, breaks it down. And if you need corrected, you will get corrected. But the correction is love.
Yeah.
And that's what we're talking about today. And I need some help every day. Mm-hmm. Every day I wake up, I need to know. Because sometimes, you know, we may do things or say things that maybe there's not the fullness of it,
mm-hmm.
you know, or however. But that's why you got to make sure you get in a group.
Mm-hmm.
Get to Bible study. Mm-hmm. Get connected with a group of people that you can learn something.
Yeah.
Learning, knowing, and growing, and be. Let's get fat for Jesus. Come on now, faithful, available, and teachable.
You come forth.
So we didn't even start teaching yet. We're just encouraging and edifying this morning.
Because that's what we do.
Yeah. Good morning, Brother Gary. It was so good to see you on yesterday. We miss you, Brother David. Sisters, love you, and hopefully we will all hang out soon in Jesus'
He's
name.
He's pretty excited.
Yeah.
He's pretty excited.
So listen, we're teaching today on roots lead to bountiful fruit. And really the word roots is the key deposited word is stability.
Mm-hmm.
And this comes from the religious symbolism. Roots still communicate a sense of stability. Because when you think about a big tree that have deep roots, that tree is stable.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how the wind blows, how the storm comes, you may lose some branches.
Yeah.
And you may lose some leaves, but you're not finna fall.
Oh, I love it.
Yes. Right. So that's why we want to really preach on this thing today about focusing on your roots.
Mm-hmm.
Most people are trying to look it for fruit,
mm-hmm.
but see, if it ain't no root, you're not going to see no fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not proper English, but you ain't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So we just want to help some people today like the Lord is helping us. And while we teach, this is helping us too.
Yes.
Right, Twin?
Yes, every day, yes.
So we have to make sure that we're focused. And James 1 and 8 tells us that a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be betwixt and between. Every time the wind blows, and then when you say you're hearing something different, listen, we serve a God that's not bipolar. Okay? He's not going to tell you something. And then we serve a God that's not microwave. You got to wait on it, people of God. If God said something to you, then he meant it when he said it. It may not manifest as fast as you think, but you're not even ready. So why you want it to manifest and you're not even ready? Because when that happens, we get caught up and then we get mad at God and then we sometimes curse God or we want what maybe Laura has and that's not for you. What's for you is for you, but like we said Sunday, for all of us that are on the team, like Papa wearing his shirt today, on the team Jesus, just be supportive.
Yeah.
Especially if somebody come and say to you, you know, the Lord has spoken to me about. So the reasonable thing to do as people of God is get next to those people and pray with and see what the Lord is saying about it for them and encourage them to continue to seek God but to continue to wait on God. Because one thing that I do know in my 30-something years of walking with God and falling and getting up, walking and falling, is if it's not the right time, it's just not. Because God's timing is perfect, not our time. Because that's a hot mess when I want it in my time. So, you know,
we
have to, when you keep your mind stayed on Jesus, you can't be double-minded. There's no way, because God don't fool around in that. He don't create that. We're the ones who get caught up. We listen to the enemy, then we listen to God, and then we get it all twisted. And then you start saying it's God, and it's nothing but the imitator and the duplicate.
Right.
Okay? So we want to be very clear about what the Lord wants to, you know, to blow the trumpet on today. And the main thing about the root is we want to make sure that you make sure you write down these scriptures, write them down and go read them for yourself and find out why God is saying what he's saying. Because one scripture leads to another scripture. Yes. God have a whole dialogue in this word of God. Amen. And he will help somebody. Actually, he helped me every day, Tony.
Yeah, yeah, me too.
You know,
yes.
So we're going to go to 1 Corinthians 13. And we encourage you to read the whole 13. Read it and see what God, because here, if you don't have this root right here, then everything is going to be like the first scripture says. You're just going to be making a bunch of noise. Let's talk about
vamos
it.
Vamos a leer esas escrituras. Y las tenemos que leer y dejar que se manifiesten, porque si no se manifiestan en tu vida, nomás estamos haciendo ruido. Y vamos a ir al libro de Corintios 13. Lean todo el capítulo, pero yo nomás voy a leer el primer verso. God's love letter,
which is fire.
La palabra de Dios es
lumbre,
es fuego. Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. El Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando en nuestros corazones. Y la palabra dice en el 1 Corintios 13:1 dice, si hablo en lenguas humanas y angelicales, pero no tengo amor, no son más que un metal que resuena o un platillo que hace ruido.
Aleluya. So I'm going to read the 13, and we're just going to read through this and open your word and read it with us today and go back. If you don't have your word, go back and make sure that you have your Bible study tonight and read this. 1 Corinthians 13, and the word of the Lord reads, though I speak with tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. Have you ever been somewhere and now I've been privileged to go to the orchestra and the harmony and the beauty of it. But have you ever been, let me use my little 16-month-old grandson. He can go get a stick and pick it up and be beaten. And I'm like, Lord Jesus Christ, why is he making up all this noise? That's how we sound to the world. And we're saying we love people, but we have not love. So I have become sounding brass and clinging cymbals, and though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains but have not love, am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned but have not love, it profits me nothing.
Amen.
Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not puffed up. Does not behave rudely. Come on, rude Christian. Does not seek its own. It's not provoked. It thinks no evil. It does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Stop complaining.
Mm-hmm.
Love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Come on now. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there is knowledge, it will vanish away. But we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect has come, come on now, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, now here's the big one, people of God. When I was a child, I spoke as a child.
Mm-hmm.
I understood as a child, and I thought as a child.
Mm-hmm.
But when I became a man or a woman, and I'm not adding to the word, but we're all mankind, okay? I put away childish things. Can you put it in the trash, people? For now we see in mirror, so check yourself, okay? Dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part. But then I shall know just as I also am known. And now abide. That means remain stable or be in the right state. To continue in faith, hope, and love. Of these three, but the greatest is love, which is stability, which is your root. And if you're not rooted in love, wow, what are you rooted in? Because we are rooted in something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we have to make sure that we check our roots, because when we check our roots more than the fruit, come on now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But never stop being a fruit inspector.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Mm-hmm.
Because listen, have you know, we talk about one bad apple spoils a whole bunch. Because
it does.
That happened to us just the other day. I was like, now I don't have no rats in my house. What happened to this apple? And then all the other apples. I was like, wow, that was so powerful. Why does that happen? So let's go to Galatians 5. Uh-oh.
Acabamos de leer el libro 13 de Primero Corintios. Ese libro habla del amor. Que si no tenemos las raíces de amor en la palabra de Dios, entonces no tenemos estabilidad.
Mm-hmm.
Eso estamos hablando del amor, de la fruta del amor. Ahora vamos a ir al libro de Galatas 5:22-23.
So listen, check your roots, people. Check your roots, because it's so important that you have stability and that we're centered and structured in love. Because
mm-hmm.
if not, we need to really check ourselves and find out what are we rooted in, really. You ready, Choy?
Mm-hmm. Galatas 5:22-23, el verso. God's love letters, which is
fire.
La palabra de Dios que
es
lumbre,
es fuego.
Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in my heart. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando mi corazón. And it says, en cambio, el fruto del Espíritu es amor. Alegrará, estabilidad, bondad, fidelidad, humildad y domingo, humildad y dominio propio. No hay ley que la condense estas cosas. Lo que son de Cristo Jesús ha crucificado la naturaleza pecaminosa con sus prisioneros deseos, pasiones y deseos.
Amen. So, listen, I'm going to
finish the 25:2. Nos da vida, mm-hmm. andemos guiados por el Espíritu. No dejamos que la vanidad nos lleve a irritarnos y a envidiar.
Come on now.
Los unos a nosotros.
That is so powerful. I'm going to read your version here. Well, that's what I have.
Yeah.
I'll read the whole thing. In Galatians 5:22-25, correct?
Uh-huh.
Okay, but it reads here, but the fruit of the Spirit, see, is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law.
Mm-hmm.
Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, come on now, let us keep in step. Because so many of us get out of step. Let's keep in step with the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a problem in the body of Christ.
Yeah, that's why I want to cry right now.
Come on now.
My spirit grieves when I shout, not tears of sadness. No, it grieves because, you know, we're talking about his love. And y'all know my calling is outreach, and
mm-hmm.
I'm out wherever God leaves me for souls, you know, and that's my heart. So the day he called me home, and I thank God, Pastor Marlo, that he has connected me with you, because I know on the first fruit Sunday, anybody that's from the streets that want to come to House of Glory, I mean, if they need clean clothes, we give it to them, because Marco picks them up on Sunday at the park. And if they don't, we welcome them, Pastor Marlo.
Yeah.
And from the years that I've done ministry, not many churches want stinky people or people with tattoos, or they're scared. A lot of them, oh, what about my children? What spirits they're carrying? Not knowing that even people that go to church every Sunday that they're under construction or that struggle with. It's not just the homeless people. It's, you know, rich and poor guys are greater than both, but we all under construction.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that, you know, I thank God that I'm able to say, hey, we got a church, even though we have church with them on Sundays after church at the park, and we love on them. And some of them come with their beer can, okay? And I promise you, there's some that used to come with their beer can because it's the park, it's a public place, we can't control.
Right.
But God is setting them free.
Amen.
They don't come back with it, and we just love on them. We let the Holy Spirit speak to them, even though they come for the food, just like me when I came to church.
Come on now.
That's the only reason I came was for the food, not knowing that God was about to deliver me from the addiction and the struggles, and, you know, people just love on me. And so they come, and let me tell you, the presence of the Lord, the Holy Spirit in the park, it's bringing conviction.
Oh,
it's bringing conviction. It's bringing deliverance. It's bringing salvation. It's bringing restoration. It's bringing jobs. It's bringing home. It's bringing apartments. But it's all the Holy Spirit through us.
Yeah.
And all of them are hearing about the first fruit Sundays. There's more that want to come next month. And I thank God that we just welcome them with open arms, you know. And it's, that's the love of the Father. You know, because if we call ourselves being rooted and grounded and claiming the Bible, knowing the Bible, reading the Bible, teaching the Bible, but we have no heart for the lost, their blood is in our hands.
Yeah.
Because you're blunt in the Word of God. You're not only reading it, but you got to, it's an action. I mean, you don't only read it and know it and teach it. It's an action. I mean,
Blessed to be a blessing.
It's an action, and it's not only with the homeless. It could be at the gas station. It could be with your family. It could be with your neighbor. It could be at work.
Yeah.
And just loving people. And you know the word, the test is, it's easy to love those that love us, but the test is the ones that are not nice to you, the ones that talk about you, the ones that treat you wrong, the ones that curse you, spit you, whatever. That's where the test is.
Yeah.
When you could say, you know what? That person is going through something, or they have hatred, or they don't know Jesus. Let me intercede and pray for them. It's where I'm at now. It's a process getting there. But if you've been in church 30, 40, 50 years and you're not there, then something's not right. It's the love of God really in you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that's the compassion and passion God gives us for the soul, you know. And he's been patient with us. He was patient with me, and
he still is. Yeah.
You know? And, so I just thank God for the House of Glory, Pastor Marlo, that I know they could come and they share their testimonies, and they share, you know, that when they come to the park, they say many people come and they pray for us and they leave. And y'all, when y'all say y'all were coming back, y'all were true to the word. Y'all's word is the word of God. Y'all came back and y'all keep coming back. And now y'all coming Tuesdays. Now y'all coming Thursdays. Now y'all, you know, we know y'all carry the love of God. You know, we don't just go and say, hallelujah, here's some food, let's get out of here. It, we're really building relationships.
But, you know, it's disciples. And that's what you're doing. You're discipling the people. Because you can't just give people even food and clothes and the word and not disciple them.
That's right. And it's work, y'all.
Yeah.
It's hot.
Yeah.
And in the winter, it's cold.
Yeah.
But you know what? When God went through what he went through on Calvary for me, for you, it's nothing. It's like flesh died to the cold, died to the hot, died to the critics, died to self, you know, because it's not about me. It's about if we could just touch one soul. And who knows, that could be the next Billy Graham.
Right.
I mean, the testimony they're going to have to give others hope is going to be like, just like the testimonies that we all have. We all have a testimony. We overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of the testimony.
When they catch fire,
yes.
Come on. It's all about the fire. Which, that's what I love about this word. It says, since we live by the Spirit, that's the fire.
Yeah.
And since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so important. And let us not become conceited.
Yes.
Because a lot of times you can get a lot of word and get all puffed up. And the word God is telling us, in Galatians 5, it's not puffed up. Love is not.
Yeah.
You know, when you love people and you understand it's not about you, that's when you know you really making some progress in the kingdom.
Yes. And envying. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Stop
you know.
It. We're not competing. We're completing. And we all have different talents and gifts. And let's, even when we're right or wrong, just pray for each other. Edify, you know, and let the Holy Spirit do the work and be patient with people. Be patient with me because, you know, God is patient with all of us, Marlo.
And that's how we said that earlier. And that's what I love about going to the Bible study, because when you learn the mandate of a true Christian, you're a true Christian, and you're in your word, and you're spending time with the Lord, you will sin less.
Mm-hmm.
You will.
Yes.
You know, we're all
yes.
born in it, conceived
yes.
in it, going to
yes.
die in it, but
yes.
you won't be in as much sin as you was before you knew Jesus.
Yeah.
Trust
yes.
and believe me.
Yes.
And every day you're walking with him, you will like, I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to say that anymore. I don't want to look at that anymore.
Yes.
I don't,
yes.
you know, you don't have that. That's why it says here, it changes your desire.
Yes. yes.
You have a different desire.
Mm-hmm.
You have a different, and that's why you can't be in like James 1 and 8. You can't be double-minded serving
yes.
God.
Yes.
You either in or you out.
Oh, you're out.
So you have to make the decision. It's your choice. We said at the beginning as the show, we were just flowing in the spirit. Everything we do every day is a choice.
Yes.
Love is even a choice. It's
yes.
not a feeling.
Yes.
We choose to be patient. We choose to be kind.
Yes.
Come on now.
Yes.
We choose to be patient in all things, and we choose to love people.
Mm-hmm.
Love is a choice. You know, God chose that for us.
Mm-hmm.
He chose to die for you and for me.
Mm-hmm.
Even though he was like, Lord, can you take this cup from me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but then quickly, suddenly, he was like, oh, not my will.
Mm-hmm.
Thy will be done.
Mm-hmm.
So when we walk step in step with the Spirit, we're walking in the will of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people won't be praying and, I mean, almost begging God for
mm-hmm.
stuff that's not even for them.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even for you, and you begging God to give it to you. Well, he heard you the first time, and he's not going to give it to you until he know you're ready. And sometimes it's just straight up no,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes it's not right now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when you have the relationship and the intimacy with the Father,
mm-hmm.
you will know.
Mm-hmm.
And then the world will know. You know how they're going to know? By your fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, we were just saying on Sunday, and when people speak into your life, that's okay, but you don't have to receive everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to sharpen your discernment to know if that is from God. Because some people just speak in their opinion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Come on. It's
yeah.
just the truth. So are we giving the measure to God as we request him giving it to us? We always want to ask God. God, can I, will you? But what are you doing for God?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? We always want, and that's the problem.
You said a benefit.
Yes.
but not the commitment.
But not the commitment and not the relationship.
Wow.
And there are benefits in the kingdom.
Yes.
Trust and believe me, it is.
Yeah.
But, you know, we have to, and there are, just like the word gives us promises, but there are conditions too.
En la palabra de Dios hay promesas, pero hay condiciones también. Todos quieren las bendiciones, pero nos da condiciones Dios que tenemos que hacer para que él pueda exportar las bendiciones.
Amen. So, you know, just knowing that, we have to make sure that we're rooted. It's all about the roots.
Mm-hmm. Es solo es de las raíces de la palabra de Dios donde salen los frutos del Espíritu Santo.
So as we're talking about giving the measure to God as we request him giving it to us, you know, that's just like being in a relationship with anybody, or friendship, or
mm-hmm.
partnership, whatever the ship is, or marriage,
mm-hmm.
why would you keep asking your mate or your friend to just give me, and you're not giving nothing?
Mm-hmm.
This is not all just biblical.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just like, that's why we were created the way we were created.
Yes.
We're created in his image,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we can't be like that with God,
mm-hmm.
of all people to be yes. like that with.
Estamos hechos en la imagen de Dios. En vez de mucha de la gente nomás le están pidiendo cosas a Dios, le están pidiendo, pero las personas no quieren ser obedientes o hacer lo que Dios quiere, la llamada que Dios tiene para ellos.
So we're going to go to Jeremiah 17.
Vamos al libro de Jeremiah 17,
yes.
7, 8.
Jeremiah 17.
Jeremiah 17, versículo 7, 8. 7 through 8. Sigue manifestando mi corazón. Holy Spirit continue to manifest in my heart. Y dice, bendito el nombre que confía en el Señor y no pone su confianza en él. Seré como un árbol plantado junto al agua, que existen sus raíces hacia la corriente. No temes que llegue el calor y sus hojas están siempre verdes. En época de sequía que no se angustia y nunca deja de dar fruto.
That's so powerful.
Hallelujah.
That is so powerful. It is. So that's what we are striving to be.
Yeah.
Rooted. We're talking about rooted, but see, when you're rooted in Christ, you don't have to worry about nothing going on around you.
Dice, cuando está la ruta está en Cristo, no te preocupas por nada más.
I'm telling you, because the word of God is telling you that.
Que la palabra lo dice.
Woo! Jeremiah 17:7-8. I'm reading from the English ESV version. It says, blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Not the bank, but the Lord. If you would really understand when you tap into the kingdom's economy, you will not even be stressing out about this economy and worrying about this and that and the people at the White House and people in the Black House and the New House and anyhow. Okay? He is like a tree planted by water.
Yes.
This is the man that we're talking about that's rooted in Christ.
Yes.
He is like a tree planted by water that sends out its roots by the stream and does not fear when heat comes because the heat is coming. For its leaves remain green and is not anxious in the year of the drought. For it does not cease to bear fruit. That is so powerful. Because when a plant has shallow roots, it may initially sprout and look good. Come on now. But it withers quickly and don't last. It does. It's the same for the spiritual life, if not greater. To grow through any season, not go through, but grow through any season, you need deep roots. I was thinking about, for people that come to the mansion, so if you didn't see them on the way in, check them out on the way out. I have these sweet potato vine plants that are on the porch here. They were at my house. I transitioned. I did brought them here. But one thing I know during the season of the winter, they don't do well. Now, sweet potatoes are like an ivy. They run. They're beautiful, the color. So I put them in my garage so I could keep them, but I forgot to water them. Okay, check it out. So I had three pots, and one of the pots did not make it. And it was my fault because I wasn't giving it the stream. So the two of them, they looked dead. But the Lord said, go put some water on those and sit them outside. When I put some water on them and I set them outside, do you know when you step out on the mansion porch, you see these green, beautiful plants?
Yes. Yes.
So here's the deal. Even when we're in the dry season, stay connected to the roots.
Yes.
When you have deep roots, I don't care what's going on, how many months you've been without no water. When the water comes, the vines and the, I'm telling you, those are the most healthiest plants. And I got to go get some potting soil because now the roots are grew up out the soil. And when I was watering the other day, I saw the big bulb. And I was like, Lord Jesus, these things are busting out. But it's because I tended to them with love, patience, kindness. Uh-oh, here we go. Gentleness. Yes.
Right here.
Yes.
You have it.
I did some Galatians 5:22 on them plants, baby. And they came back and they're flourishing. And guess what? Everybody comes to the mansion and says, those are the most beautiful plants out there. And I'm like, thanks for noticing.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. And you know what? Every year I have a pumpkin outside in the corner of my house. Cada año tengo una, how do you say pumpkin? Calabaza afuera. And so this past year, the seeds just fell everywhere, right? And I left them. And I just noticed yesterday there's some bright orange flowers and big leaves growing, and I think they're from the pumpkin. So Josiah was with me outside, and I had to ask for forgiveness to Josiah because we're talking about plants and watering. He brought me a little plant from school. Me trajo una planta a mi nieto de la escuela. And it had a little flower. Well, he had told me, let's put it outside because it has to have light. So we had it outside. I water it 2 times, and then I forgot the plant. He forgot. Me and him both forgot. The plant died, y'all.
What's that?
It died. It dried up. So I was like, I'm so sorry. He goes, well, I should have reminded you too, Grandma. So we were both like, so we're going to plant again. But he's learning that if you don't water the plant, just like the spirit, like spiritual also,
right.
If you don't read the word,
yeah.
And meditate and just let it, you know, get rooted and grounded, it's, you know, you're going to be dry. You're going to be weak, okay? And I know when we're weak, it's our strength, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And so the plant, the pumpkin plant, he was like, okay, now let's go water it. He said, let's go water it. So it don't die like my little plant. So he's learning,
yeah.
You know, with
yeah.
Grandma. So we went and got some water, and we watered the big yellow orange flower that's coming out in big leaves. So I might be growing a pumpkin.
Yes.
Not right. I think
yes.
It is.
That's so beautiful. But, you know,
but
see,
he's learning.
Absolutely.
And
that's,
I told
and
him,
that's what we have
and
to
I
do.
Told him it's the same thing with God. And then you know what he did? He asked God for rain again. Because
yeah.
The last time that...
Yeah.
That he asked God for rain. I have it on video. I videoed him yesterday, and we had some drizzle in the morning. It was kind of wet outside, so I don't know if it rained a little bit or what, but yeah. And I have him on video yesterday in the afternoon. He's like, God, we need rain. Grandma plants need rain, and I have it on video, and then that's why I got to tell him.
That's so beautiful.
But he's learning. You know, he's learning about plants. He's learning about praying to God. And we were inside first to say, vamos a orar adentro para que Dios te traiga la lluvia. Dijo, no, Brilita. No, Grandma. I want rain outside. We have to go outside and pray. I said, oh, okay.
That's so beautiful.
Dijo, no, tenemos que ir a orar adentro. Pero dijo, quiero lluvia. No queremos ir afuera. Para que yo. Yeah. So anyway, he's teaching me
yeah.
some stuff too.
Oh, yeah.
I said, okay. Whatever the Holy Spirit gives you, Josiah. And
being diligent and persistent.
Yeah, and in the video, he's praying too, you know, to God about the rain, and he's thanking him for it.
That's so beautiful. Because we need it. And,
yeah.
You know, and that's why we have to come like child, with
mm-hmm.
a childlike faith.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's so so powerful. But Laura, I didn't give you the scripture, but we're going to read it, and I did find it. While you were ministering,
yeah. Yeah.
I was in the Espanol checking it
out.
Oh, yeah.
Libro de Lucas.
Yes.
Versículo 8. El 8, el libro 8 y el verso 13.
Right here.
Okay. God's love letters, which
is fire.
La palabra de Dios que es lumbre, es fuego. Holy Spirit, continue to manifest in our hearts. Espíritu Santo sigue manifestando en nuestros corazones. Lo que están sobre las piedras son los que reciben la palabra con alegría cuando la oyen, pero no tienen raíz. Estos creen que por algún tiempo, pero no se separan cuando llega a la prueba. No se separan cuando llegan a la prueba.
That's powerful. Because you got to understand that in order to have some deep roots, you got to check the soil.
Mm-hmm.
You have to check.
Luke
8:13.
Mm-hmm.
Check the soil, because if you don't check the soil, if you put your seed, which is your heart,
mm-hmm.
in some unfertile ground,
mm-hmm.
come on now. It says in Luke 8:13, the
mm-hmm.
seeds that fell on rocky ground are the people who gladly hear the message and accept it, but they don't have deep roots, and they believe only for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as life gets hard,
mm-hmm.
they give up.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you hear God's word and get excited about it,
mm-hmm.
it without allowing it to change you.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
You act superficially.
Mm-hmm.
You react emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
You're moved impulsively. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't take the time to let it sink in.
Mm-hmm.
So do you really want to be that way? Do you? No, you don't. You want to be a deep person, not a shallow person.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. You want to be a person with deep spiritual roots so that when recession comes, because
mm-hmm.
it's coming.
It's coming. Oh, yeah. You can't get away from it.
And lasts for several years, you're able to keep bearing fruit. This is it. It's so important we understand that.
Yes.
Because when the rough times come, and the trial, because just because we saved, sold out and sanctified and all of that don't mean the trial's not coming.
Oh, yeah.
Come on now. So when the rough times come and the trials don't blow away, and don't let them blow you away,
mm-hmm.
because you have deep roots.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way. You know the parable about the wind and the rain and the roots and the sand and the a man that builds his house on the sand. Listen, we got to stand on the rock, y'all. Mm-hmm. So how do we develop spiritual roots? So now we get down to the nitty gritty.
Mm-hmm.
You do it by having your daily time with God,
mm-hmm.
and a weekly small group time with other believers,
mm-hmm.
because this is where iron sharpens iron.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now, because don't thank you on the long range of Holy Ghost. Because that's where the enemy going to sift you, knock you off your heart, and sift you like wheat. Because we all need accountability.
Yeah.
Come on, pastors.
Mm-hmm.
We all have to be accountable to somebody besides the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
We have to hang out with people that know way more than us.
Because
we all learning, knowing, and growing. And hopefully the ones that's your accountability partner got some people they're accountable to.
Mm-hmm.
Check out the fruit.
Because
if they don't have no accountability, then they just giving you opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now, it's just the truth, and we need them deeply. So if you don't have one, ask God. Tell it, Lord, I need a mentor. I need somebody that can guide with me, walk with me, and really hear your heart for my vision, you know, and be rooted in you and not be opinionated. Be careful,
because
people will give you the opinions, and then you'll be doing the went out to the left.
Yeah.
And you'd be like, well, you said that God has for you. Yeah, and this is how we do it. So if you don't have a Bible study, we have one here at the House of Glory on Tuesday, like tonight, 7 p.m., and then you get fed spiritually and you get some food. And you get, I'm telling you. So make sure that you're connected with other believers. You got to spend time alone with God.
Yes.
This is where you cultivate your intimacy.
Yes. Yes.
It's when you spend time with God and other believers. This is how you get connected and rooted.
Yes.
And if you're spending time with God daily, you're going to, listen, if you're not spending time with God daily, you're going to dry up.
Yes.
And when the wind comes, you're going to blow away.
Mm-hmm.
And when the pressure is on, you won't be able to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
But when you root it, I'm telling you, no matter what comes, you'll be like, it is what it is, because obviously that wasn't for me.
Mm-hmm.
You have a different mindset.
Mm-hmm.
You don't care about what, because you know God has something greater, because He promises us that in His Word. But Lord, if that's not for me, I don't even want it.
Estamos hablando de que para tener las raíces fuertes tenemos que estar conectados con personas que enseñan la palabra, Biblia, estudios de Biblia. Conectados en iglesia, porque así es como aprendemos. And it's like me, Sister Marlo, sister, you know, like when I go to end time teaching on Tuesdays with Pastor Tony, I just sit there and listen to the videos, and if I have questions, I ask after, but it's a lot. And it's that class that gives me more zeal to be out about the Father's business and go out, because Revelation is, I love it. And but there's so much to it, a lot. And God said, just sit there and listen. Nomás cuando voy a los estudios de la revelación, es mucho entendimiento y es lo que me da la más pasión para ganar almas. And then when I go to San Saganti, House of Prayer, Mount Moriah, you know, I learn a lot of things about Israel because he's been doing it for 20 years. So I sit there, me siento ahí también con Sam, y aprendo muchas cosas de que está han pasado en Israel, que están haciendo, and I listen. I sit there and I listen, you know, there's so much to the Word of God,
of
you know,
it's
and then I come to the House of Glory,
come
and I mean, you know, so it's beautiful. There's so much to learn, and it's exciting for me, you know, because God is just awesome, God, and he wants us to grow and learning, growing and knowing, and be teachable, you know, and I'm teachable, and there's so much that I still got to learn and I'm gonna keep learning, you know, and I thank him for that love, you know, growing and
yeah, it's important,
and to be blessed to be a blessing,
yeah,
so we
it's
can
important.
Encourage others and help others and yeah, so
it's so important that we understand that, because that's how we get, you know, we get our orders from the King.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how we
así
do
como
it
las órdenes de Dios cuando,
so
cuando
you need to make time to listen during a daily time with God. And make it your quiet time.
Y que sea tu tiempo que no haga ruido.
Read the Bible.
De la Biblia.
Read your Bible and talk to God.
Y habla con Dios.
And even in the time when you're just doing chores, washing this water, play you some worship music.
Y, cuando andas haciendo cosas como quiera, prende la música alabanza.
If you like to journal, whatever, listen, do that.
Lo que tengas que hacer, si te gusta
write yourself a love letter.
Una letra de amor a Dios.
Love on you.
Yeah. Tenemos que amarnos a nosotros con Dios.
Listen, do whatever it takes for you to focus on God.
Para que así te estés en Él. Conectado con Él, ajá.
Because listen, we're talking about that's why it's important to be connected to small groups of Bible studies because no one has a complete perspective on life. No one. Everyone wears blinders.
Mm-hmm.
We do. Mm-hmm. The people in your group can see things you can't see.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Ver cosas que tú no puedes ver.
And that's why, we need each other.
Por eso nos necesitamos uno al otro para iron sharpen iron.
Yeah. And we learn from each other. So, and we also, this is the place to become encouraged. Mm-hmm. We encourage each other and we grow deeper roots.
Mm-hmm.
This is how we do it.
Y así es como nos vamos más profundo, más abajo en las raíces.
Because sooner or later, life will throw hard things your way.
Porque tarde o temprano van a llegar cosas fuertes en tu vida.
So the question is whether you'll have deep roots or in order to survive. This is how you survive. This is how you survive and thrive in the time. So remember, roots always symbolize the heart.
La raíz es el corazón.
So it is truly our heart issues. That's why you got to check your heart.
Problemas en veces en el corazón y ahí es donde empezamos porque ahí es donde Dios comienza en el corazón.
Because at the end of the day, people of God desires souls.
O sea, al último del día, Dios lo que busca es alma.
So ask yourself.
O pregúntate tú mismo.
Have I won a soul today?
¿He ganado un alma hoy?
This week?
Esta semana?
This month?
Este mes?
This year?
Este año?
For the kingdom,
para la gloria de Dios.
Because if not, we are failing miserably.
Si no, nos estamos cayendo.
As kingdom builders,
de ser las cosas del reino de Dios.
So if we are not checking the status of our roots, we will eventually wither away.
Porque si no, vamos a desaparecer.
And if we're not walking in love,
y si no estamos caminando en amor, esto es.
Then we're the walking dead.
We really are.
And that's why we encourage you to check yourself before you wreck yourself. And be true to this life. You know, don't be saying I've been a Christian for 40 years and you don't have no fruit.
Mm-hmm.
That means that your roots, where you've been sitting at, who you've been sitting under, you got to check this.
Yes.
Because if you're not learning, knowing, and growing,
mm-hmm.
then you are stagnant, and you know what things that are stagnant. It starts to smell.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why don't nobody want to sit by us.
Mm-hmm.
We're stinking Christians.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now.
Amen.
We have to really, really get real about this life that we're living.
Yeah.
Because, listen, people are watching, and then we wonder, why ain't no people coming to the church?
Yeah.
Why do people, and the people that still, even believers, are saying, well, I'm just not ready after the pandemic. It's been 3 years, people. Oh, my gosh, but I saw you at Walmart.
Uh-oh.
We timed out. Uh-oh.
Ya se nos está acabando el tiempo. Se pasa la hora bien rápida.
Yeah.
Es que es mucha carne.
Yeah.
La palabra de Dios es mucho. Pero gloria a Dios por su palabra.
It's time. You know, it's time for us to get busy.
Es tiempo de que estemos ocupados en las cosas de Dios.
And encourage one another and be the church.
Yeah.
We're the church.
Nosotros somos la iglesia.
Yeah, we're the church. And it's not about the building, it's about the people.
Because,
listen, when all the people go home on Sunday, it's just an empty building. It becomes empty again.
Yeah.
Because, listen, the Holy Spirit is within us.
Yes.
And we're the ones
that
it lives in.
Yes.
And when we show up, it show up.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
Whether you're at the park or the building or the mansion or the mall, wherever.
Yes. Yes.
We're blessed to be a blessing, people of God.
Yes.
So check your roots. Check your heart.
Mm-hmm.
Because, listen, we are the ones that are called of the accountability of bearing fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And, listen, the reason we keep saying check yourself because you got to have self-control.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
If you don't have no self-control and you just out willy-nilly and out the box on people, and you say you're Christian, that don't even, that's like eating no sugar, no sugar. That don't even match. Okay? That don't even go together. And that's back to James 1 and 8. That means you're unstable in all of your ways. And you double-minded. And the word continues to say that we don't get nothing when we like that.
Yeah.
You know, but to God be the glory. We are, they done closed us down on the block right here. They're like, bam, we got to go, y'all.
We did what Marcus did on Sunday. He went over the 30, 40 minutes, but he was on fire.
Yeah.
Do you believe or do you know?
Yeah.
I